What's up? Hey, it's your guy Taz, and I'm back. I'm going to say, for now, we're going to call it Taz Be Thinking. And you know what, man? I was sitting up thinking, like, just literally minutes ago about this recent yet very volatile and toxic war that's been going on between black men and women. And you know, I see on a lot of the podcast dating podcasts rather, because I was going to say podcast dating shows, but to just shorten that, dating podcasts or the ones that like to talk about relationships and all that kind of things. Like, I hear a lot of times things that sound good in arguments, but when reality is also included, you know, maybe not so much. So the one that's kind of, I guess, sticking with me the most is, you know, I've heard many women say that, or I'll say several. I've heard several women say that they have to become masculine because there's no man around to, you know, do the things that a man should do in man situations. First of all, that's directly contradictory to any type of feminism. So you can't say both of those. Usually they do, though. But, you know, and then they'll say that as far as standards, they want men to have, you know, their own place, their own car, their own, no children, you know, a lot of different things that they put on, you know, back and forth. But if you expect the man to be fully established and on his feet before you arrive, then you have to know you'll always only be an option. Because if he didn't need you to become the best version of himself, he knows that, right? And I'm sure this is mirrored in some kind of way, maybe differently, but I'm sure this reality exists for women as well. But I'm not a woman, so I can't speak to y'all's perspective, you know what I mean? So I can only speak from the male perspective, the one that I've been able to ascertain through personal experience, conversations, research, whatever the case may be. But if you want someone who is really, like, if you want a man who is going to be there no matter what, you have to improve him. You have to make him believe that he's better than he ever was. You have to show him his potential, because that's what y'all's gift is. Think about it. Women, a lot of times, marry and date men off the potential. Like, he and I could make pretty babies. That's a shallow one, but we know that we've heard it. Or, you know, even more sophisticated, I guess. He appears to be a good decision maker. You know, he's calculated. You know, so when you see those things, even if you see glimpses, as women, a lot of times y'all see that potential early. And, you know, that potential can sometimes be tricky because the person who has it has no intention of ever reaching it. But because you see it, you're like, hey, this is where you could be. You know what I mean? So, and of course, the if that guy doesn't want to accept that kind of push, excuse me, if he doesn't want to accept that type of push or If he doesn't want to better himself, then, you know, it's time to decide if that's where you should stay or not. Because we have to start making those decisions. We have to. If we're going to stay or not, like, will this situation better me? Will this situation help me? And we have to honestly answer those questions and move on it, you know? Because otherwise, we're just wasting everyone's time. And we don't have time to waste. Spoke about that in an episode. Want to say last year, maybe year before last, but it was called We Don't Have the Luxury. Pretty sure that was last year. We don't, you know? So, all in all, I guess, you know, again, I just want to say, if you want your man to fully commit to you and, like, invest in you and care for you and nurture you, all the things you want from him, you have to pour those things into him. You cannot draw from an empty well. You understand? So that means you have to pour in before you withdraw. You have to invest before you can, you know, take out a withdrawal. That's just reality. You know, you can't take money out of a bank account that you haven't put money into. You know, so you have to invest that currency in whatever way that is. Because in my opinion, true love, or the way you express true love, it's in two ways. The first way and the most important way, the most important expression of love, is sacrifice. Because that's what love is. Who do you choose to sacrifice for? Who do you choose to sacrifice with? You understand? That's what love is, because the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave something away. His only son. You understand? That was his expression of love to all of us, was giving, sacrificing. Jesus wasn't the only one who was sacrificing that day. God had to watch his child get beat mercilessly, talked down to, stabbed, while his son is looking up and saying, "Hey, Pop, don't do it. They know not what they do. Don't do it to him." Because he know dad want to jump in. Because we, us parents, you know dad want to jump in. You understand? So, first expression of love is sacrifice. The second most important expression of love, again, this is my opinion, is willing to understand. Because to truly love someone means to understand how they need to be loved. Okay, because if you have someone whose love languages are physical touch and quality time, then if you just do random acts of service or pop up with, you know, the gifts, they won't resonate to that person. So you have to want to learn how to properly love that person as well, right? But all in all, we have to understand that for us to be the best version of ourselves, we have to have someone with us who betters us, who improves us. Because if we're not getting improvement there, then we're either going to say, okay, I'm going to just chill here, or we're going to find where we get improvement. And we can go other routes, but we don't want to. So again, let's sacrifice the time that it takes to learn how to love our partners. That way we can push them and promote them to be the best version of themselves. And that way our relationships stay healthy and they last. Thank you guys for listening. This is your guy, Taz Angel. Thank you.